This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for KnowHow is brought to you by CashFly.
Today on KnowHow,
it's the worst of 2016.
It would be horrible if you forgot to turn the mics down right now. No, but it happens.
It's okay. Yeah, whatever.
Adam's so slack.
This is what happens when you don't see us. Welcome to KnowHow. It's a Twitch show where we build, bend, break, and upgrade, mostly break. I'm Father Robert Ballas here, the Digital Jesuit.
And I'm Brian Burnett.
And for the next however many minutes it takes, we're going to be showing you not the best of 2016. Brian, what are we doing?
This is the episode. We had an opportunity, right?
Yes, we did.
Because a lot of the best of episodes that we do here at Twit is just a one go. But since 2016, we've been doing two episodes, and we're keeping with that method. And so for the first episode, we wanted to do the best of.
Yes.
And with any challenge or anything worth gaining knowledge for, there's going to be a few mistakes made along the way.
A lot of mistakes.
You know, since we record this show, we have a lot of those mistakes already on hand.
Yeah. Now, the fun thing about this is a lot of this material actually didn't make it into the shows. A lot of them are...
We tried not to.
You know, pre-show sometimes, or things that we've cut out of show. Some of you folks who watch nothing but the live stream may have seen this, but I guarantee you, even if you watched us live every chance you got, there's something in here that you haven't seen. Now, we've messed up a lot, Brian.
Some more than others, and in differentiating quality. Like, I think you've destroyed a few quadcopters.
I have,
just shattered them.
Yes, yes.
I have too.
Yes.
There's also been some soldering mistakes.
Like the time when you almost set the studio on fire because you thought that the mat was a good soldering place.
Yeah, that mat didn't survive.
That was not great. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, things like that happen when you work on projects.
Yeah, folks, it's all part of the fun that is KnowHow. I mean, we are a DIY maker show, but it's also just a chance for Brian and I to have fun, and we want to bring you into some of that fun, especially the stuff that happens when the camera isn't recording for the final edit. So, without further ado, here's the worst of 2016. Your note: everything that is in light blue, do not put in the show notes. Please.
I think I'm the editor.
Okay. This is don't put anything episode. That's in light blue in the show notes.
So everything that's in light blue.
The thing that says host information only.
Right.
Yeah, don't put that in the show notes.
That doesn't look terribly...
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Don't show that.
Wait, it's not.
It's not capitalism.
Wait, no. Oh, wrong one.
Other local addresses.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the local addresses.
Local address, who cares?
No, it's not because it will reveal anything. It's because people are going to get confused and they're going to try it when they buy this stuff and start using it.
Calling our audience dumb?
No.
No.
Some of them.
No. Andre's speaking to past experience of things that he's bought and tried.
Two. Today on KnowHow.
Is that a Pico in your pocket? Are you just Acer to see us? Are you Acer to see us? That doesn't make any sense either.
Okay, that goes in the worst of.
Yeah, can I throw that one in there? Ah, there we go. Now I can hear.
Yeah, also in the worst of is that Patrick saying, no, you want Bush, not tree.
Oh, Patrick. And then he got electrocuted too at one point. So. Okay.
And then three, two. Today on KnowHow. What?
I was just thinking Bush.
Is that a Pico in your pocket? Or are you just...
Okay, got it.
Three, two. Today on KnowHow.
Is that a Pico in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see Acer at IFA?
All right. This is why we can't have nice things.
Nope.
And in three, two.
Wait.
Okay. What? Okay. Three, two. On today's show.
The holiday gift guide for the geek Arduino in your family.
That totally wasn't it. Let's do that again. Three.
The geek Arduino. Wait, what was it? The holiday gift guide for the Arduino geek in your... No.
Well, you do it. It's yours. Three, two. On today's show,
the gift guide for the Arduino. I can talk.
You can do. Use your words, man.
Use your words.
All right. All right. Holiday gift guide for the Arduino geek in your family.
Three, two. On today's show.
The holiday gift guide for the Arduino geek in your family.
We've got a third member of our team. He's actually indispensable. He's a good guy. Check him out. A-N-E-L-F-3.
Darkness, my old friend. I'm coming to see you.
A-N-E-L-F-3. It's Alex Grumble. Grumble?
Grumple.
Gumple. Gumple. Yeah. That's that guy. Follow him. The one over at the desk.
Excuse me, Padre. That's pronounced Gumple.
That's
Gumple.
No.
Right.
No, I don't know.
No R.
Sorry. No. Must be new. Until next time, I'm Father Robert Balasair.
And I'm Brian Burnett.
And now that you know how,
go do it. All I can think about is
what
slow zoom.
There?
Go slow zoom it. Today you'll know how to
upgrade your unupgradable PC.
Doesn't sound right.
I know, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't want it to be 30 seconds off.
All right.
Actually, you know what? We should probably reset it again. Let me just
hit the reset.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right.
And three.
Now you should probably.
Two. Yeah, you know what? No,
yeah.
I don't like that. That's 5 seconds. <That's it.
laughs> Maybe I'll save that for the best of.
Okay. And in three, two. After today's show,
you'll know how to upgrade your unupgradable PC. I said that right.
Yeah. Wait, what? No,
that was
right.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, it's good.
It's fine if it's in the recording, in the intro.
Should I just keep
No. I don't want to see accidentally make it into the cut. Let's do it again.
What is wrong if that's in the intro?
No.
Okay.
Three, two. After today's show,
you'll know how to upgrade your unupgradable TP.
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 Wipe that. Wipe
TP.
That.
Woohoo! Okay, third time's always the charm.
Three, two. After today... That's it. Three, two. After today's show...
Sorry, Karen.
This is why you don't drink before a show.
What's your excuse?
I'm stoned. All right, okay. And three, two. After today's show...
You'll know how to upgrade your unupgradable PC.
With a folder that says, don't look in here. Just
wait, I mean, we could just take a quick
look,
right?
No, we're going to shut this down.
So secretive.
Thank you, Windows. Windows wants me to update.
Oh, don't you want...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my God. It won't let me shut down without updating.
You are kidding me. What if we just hold the button or unplug it? Do you care? Do you want to give it a shot?
No, because of the magic of editing, none of this is going to make it into the show.
Just rip the power cord out.
Okay, put a bug there. Oh, my God. I'm in working hours right now.
I'm surprised it's... How is it even connected? Is there a Wi-Fi card in here?
No, that's why...
It just...
Deliberately disconnected the network so that it wouldn't...
This happens... This isn't the first time this has happened either.
No! Oh, wait. You know what we should do?
Boot, though?
Restart it, because it's going to do some cleanup when we restart.
It's probably going to say, like, don't worry. All your files are where we left them.
Seriously, that's the... Windows 10, that's the worst part of it. The whole... No. No.
You're going to update.
I'm going to update you right now. Two. Today on Know How.
You'll know how?
Oh, wait. No. It's on today's show. Three, two.
I thought it was Thursday.
Sure. You'll say you'll know how to make yourself an Arduino picture.
Ah, yes.
And three, two. On today's show.
You'll know how to make your own Arduino. What is this?
Picture frame. All right. And three, two. On today's show,
you'll know how to build your own Arduino picture frame. I'm really rusty, yeah.
All right, one more time.
Okay.
Three, two. On today's show,
you'll know how to build your own Arduino picture frame.
Three, two. Oh. You're popping.
Am I popping? Popping and locking? Bop, 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 ba da bop, ba da bop. No, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, three, two. Today on Know How.
Something about a Roman trip. Wait, was it? What did
gear
you bring?
It's gear from Padre's Roman holiday.
That's right, Roman holiday.
And a three, two. Today on Know How,
gear from Padres Roman Holiday.
And I just got these screws from Home Depot. I found like a box of 3M screws for like $5.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, can you pass me the solder when you get a chance?
No, you don't get solder, Brian. Actually, here.
I can't fix my stuff.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Almost done. Get in there. Okay. You know what? I'm having trouble because I'm actually holding it rather than having it on the surface like I should.
Oh, this is... Smitty would not be proud of my work here.
You know what? Smitty is very, very proud of...
Oh, it smells delicious.
Alex really likes doing that to you.
We gave Smitty a bad time when he was on the show. We're like, yeah, you just shame people. You just shame them. He's like, I never did that. I want people to learn.
Smitty is definitely one of these people who just wants you to learn. All right, I'm going to take this one down, and we're going to take up the one that we've been building.
Oh.
And this is why you should lock things in, folks.
Whoa. Almost lost the aquaface there.
It's okay. We didn't need it.
We didn't need it. No.
We didn't want it anyways. All right, so we've got the LED array and the base, and what we need to do is we need to find out how long we want these wires. These were the wires we soldered on towards the end of each of these episodes. We're going to tie these in to our 4-pin connector so that we'll be able to actuate each individual light and function from our power box.
Man, what a pain it must have been to do those LEDs on the bottom.
I have struggled with this. Well, I mean, see, but when you do end up doing stuff like this,
yeah,
it's fun.
That's true.
When you get to look back and go, yeah, that was actually kind of good. I'm getting good at that.
Right.
It does take a lot of foresight though, because you know that whole thing I told you about how you have to strip from one side, not from the other.
Right.
First time I didn't do that right, and I was like, why is this not do? You know, why does it always end up being the wrong length? I'm like, oh. Right. All right. So I know these individual pieces work because we've already tested them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the shortest of the aluminum support poles that I have because I want to keep it in the frame.
Right.
But I'm also going to leave an excess of wire for this top piece because I want to be able to expand this once the plant starts growing.
Okay.
Okay. And actually, I've already cut these to length. Let me just make sure that they're nice and even, and then I'm going to go ahead and strip them. How you doing over there, Brian?
Good. I'm just tinning my switches right now.
Nice, nice. Oh, you know what? You're going to need some screws when you finally...
If I get to there.
You'll get there. You're doing a good job, man. You're doing better than I did the first time.
Well, I have an example to look at. So.
You got to remember, though, I mean, when we do these projects on KnowHow, I'm doing them in my workshop at least twice before they come on the show. So I actually do have practice.
That's true. I don't know if a lot of people realize that there is a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, despite what you see.
We've got a guffaw from our director.
Well, I mean, not from me, but you know.
Hey, folks, it takes a lot of work to look this disorganized.
That's right.
This doesn't just happen overnight. This is not magic.
No.
By the way, Burning Maker Matt. Smells disgusting.
Oh, it's the worst. It's pretty bad. It's not Maker Matt's fault. It's just don't burn it. Yeah.
But Maker Matt, in the future, can you make your mats out of stuff that smells like roses when it burns?
Can we have bacon mats? Perfect for the soldering burner.
On the downside, I just burnt my hands. On the good side, bacon! All right, so what I need is I need the male connector. You got lots of green wire. Just remember, you're learning.
I don't want to learn. I just want to be good at stuff right away.
There's only one person I know who's like that.
Is it Alex Gumpel?
Smitty. I mean Alex. Alex Gumpel. Yeah.
Take it.
You know what? I think he has that on like speed dial. He just is that a regular? Is that a standard sound in the TriCaster?
No,
he's just got like a 10-hour loop of it on YouTube that
he can
go to.
Got a microphone pointed at a pan of bacon right now.
Ugh.
You just can't smell it over that mat.
Yeah, he's got like a hot plate back there.
Hey, we've got that air fryer, which makes incredible tater tots.
Have you tried bacon in that?
Oh.
Right?
I know spam worked really well.
Yeah, the spam looked good.
Or do you want a new connector? Do you want a fresh connector?
A fresh connector?
A fresh 4-pin.
No. It's fine. That would be way more work. I'll just desolder these guys real quick. No problem.
And again, you know what? I did that once when I was making the prototype, so I totally understand that.
You don't have to lie to make me
No,
feel
I
better.
Did. I did. Brian, would I ever lie to you? Have I ever lied to you?
Constantly. I think.
Lots of lying. You know what it was? It was Alex and the sizzling baking sound.
That's right.
That's what caused the issues.
I'm so hungry.
All right, let's do this.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
So this is the connector for the base. So this is going to give power to the Arduino. Let's not roast our own power connector. There we go. Nice and easy. And, and by the way, thank you. I had a member of the chat room who said, hey, you've got a reworking station. Why not just turn the heat all the way down and use it as the heat gun for your heat shrink? And that was a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I never thought about that.
Because no one had ever suggested it.
There we go. Okay, so heat up.
How far away are we from completion?
This is the final
yeah. Countdown.
As soon as I get this insulated, I should be able to plug this in and we should get lights. And once we get lights, we will officially have shown our audience all the steps they need to create Project Aquavase.
And the nice thing is that you can use these switches for other projects too.
Yep. That's why we're making it a modular. That's why next week's episode, we are going dovetailing directly into creating the little nano box that we're using as our thing. We want to start doing projects on know-how where you can take the knowledge from one episode and things that you've built from one episode and use it to make projects in another episode. And this nanobox will be coming up over and over again because I love the modular approach. Okay, so if I did this right, I should be able to connect this to my little BFG box like so. Oh, I bent the pins. Like so. And then give it power, like so. And I'm going to just do a quick systems test before we integrate everything. Because if there's going to be smoke, I want it to be smoke in a safe way. Like this. Okay, so grow lights.
Ah.
Oh, full spectrum lights. Bright. Oh, and Arduino. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what it's going to look like when it's fully assembled. And remember, these lights are so much brighter than the ones in the prototype LED array. So this is going to look kind of magical.
Better put your sunglasses on, basically.
Future is so bright. So first, we get the Arduino lights on. You're not going to see much because there's no water in here.
Right.
But then full spectrum. Full spectrum's pretty bright. So that's designed to... to give decent. You the true color of your crops. But then, bam!
Da!
That's bright.
Yeah.
That's crazy bright.
Nice.
So from here.
Your plants are going to be growing fast.
You know it.
Cool.
Well, folks, that's it for Project Aquavase, at least for now. Brian, you just...
I finished my switch. I need to heat shrink the ground.
Do you want to test it?
I could.
Let's test it.
Yeah, let's test it. Yeah, let's see.
Let's do it.
You test it, Padre.
I mean, I'm not going to touch any of the wires, but...
Don't touch the other.
Okay.
What? Did I already do it wrong? You said the female, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, is that the...
You put the male.
How is that the... I thought that was the... this is the male,
okay,
isn't it?
Okay, why is this the male?
That's the female.
Why is this the male?
Because it has... Okay, yeah.
Okay. We will fix that in the next episode of Know How.
Well, Brian, thank you for putting that together. I know that took a lot of time.
You're welcome. I'm glad I put it together, too.
Yeah, it's also nice to look back on the year. And, yeah, everyone wants to show off all the times that they succeeded. But I enjoy seeing the times where it was a big old fail.
Yeah, I think we learn the most when we make mistakes, right?
And I learn a lot.
Yeah, you think we'd learn more quickly sometimes, but...
And you know what? That's the best lesson that know-how can give you, which is just keep doing it. You're going to fail a lot. You're going to break a bunch of stuff. And every single time, you will be better for it. So
it's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you're not failing, if you're not crashing, if you're not burning up components, you ain't working hard enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. Folks, we want to make it easy for you to become part of the know-it-alls, part of, well, the group of people who support know-how each and every single week. Now, all of our Kitas, they know where to go. They go to our show notes page. But in case you're new to this, maybe this is the first time you've ever seen the show, or maybe this has been referenced to you by a good friend, you want to jump over to our show page to find all of our back episodes. And where did they go for that, Brian?
Well, it's easy. You can go to twit.tv/KH. And like you said, you'll be able to subscribe and download and find show notes for things. I'm going to try and provide links to the episodes that we showed in the best of and the worst of episodes. So if you saw a project that you might have missed over the year and you want to go back and check it out, take a look at the show notes.
There you go. And also, don't forget that that is the best place where you can subscribe. And subscriptions really help know-how, because when we try to grow the show, it's, I mean, let's be honest, it's all about how much engagement we have with our audience. So yeah, if you subscribe, it's a better way to make sure that you get know-how each and every single week. And it's also a way to tell your friends to start subscribing and start being part of our know-it-all group.
That's right. 2016 has been a lot of fun. I think we've done a lot of great projects and a lot of great mistakes. But I'm looking forward to 2017.
And how about this? We'll make this challenge. If we double our viewership, we'll go to 3 shows a week.
Man. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's
okay,
do it.
All right. Also, don't forget that we've got a social group at Google Plus. Just go to Google Plus and look for Know How. We've got a very short approval process just so we can keep out all the spam accounts. But once you're part of that community, you'll be able to ask over 10,000 Kitas, that's know it alls, what kind of projects you should be working on. Or maybe you can ask for help on a project that you're stuck with. Or maybe you're an expert and you want to help the newbies. It's all there. Again, Google Plus, and look for know-how.
Or you want to share how your project is better than the one we did, or a crash video, or something blowing up.
Yes, and we promise that we will do more Q&A in the coming year, so put your questions, put your feedback. We'll try to get you into the show.
Cool. But that's not the only place that you can find us. If you want a more behind the scenes, kind of what you got a taste of on this worst of episode, you're going to want to find out what we're doing on Twitter. I am at @cranky_hippo.
And you're going to find me at @PadreSJ. And we've got a temporary TD.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got a mic on himself. Lawrence, do you want to say hi to the folks at home?
Hello.
Yeah, Lawrence is our dungeon master.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, you might see more of him. Depending on how big the nightmare hole gets.
He has actually some projects. That nightmare hole can get pretty big.
It killed Kara.
But you know what? He actually has some pretty cool projects he showed me.
Yes, yeah. So we might see him.
Yeah, if he's not too busy with it. No, he's shaking his head. He's a pretty busy guy.
Lawrence, where do they find you on Twitter?
At @MOTBIA.
Thank you. Now, folks, thank you again very much. It's always a pleasure. Brian and I, really, from the bottom of our hearts, we love the fact that we can do this and that we can, you know, be professionals at doing know-how and working at Twit TV.
Loose term.
But none of that happens without you, without your support. And, you know, we really, really feel it. Thank you for coming back each and every single week. Thank you for watching, listening to know-how. And thank you for being engaged in our community. I think it's probably the best community here at Twit TV. If it weren't for you, there wouldn't be a know-how.
That's right. Yeah. So keep watching.
Until next time, I am Father Robert Ballaser.
Yeah, I'm Brian Burnett.
And now that you know how,
look forward to next year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Or Kwanzaa.
Or
Hanukkah. Festivus. What other holidays are there?